everybody's
that
head.
That dog food is disgusting.
Okay, all right, Mike is going to just pour some paint on your heads.
Or could it hurt?
There you go, Pookie. There's, and now rub it in, Pookie. Okay, now, Stephanie, that is non-toxic paint.
That's right.
So don't worry about getting any in your mouth, because I know you like eating all this junk in your hair. There you go. Ed's got some paint.
Bright yellow.
Yes, we have an assortment of colors, Buzz. It's like the Rainbow Coalition over here.
That's great.
There you go. Mike is... And look at... You know what this is? This is the restaurateur in Mike coming out right now.
That's right. Portion control.
I'm cooking!
Having a fun time.
You are very emerald-ish as you walk around with all of the ingredients.
Right. Absolutely. Wait till I hit him on the head and go, bam!
Okay, now everybody thus far has had ketchup, mayonnaise, dog food, paint. What am I forgetting?
Hot salsa.
Hot salsa.
And that's it so far.
Right.
Andrew? Let's focus on Andrew for a second with the blue hair. Andrew, I think you need to do a little more smearing.
Yeah, sorry.
Doesn't everybody think
everybody needs to do a little more
smell the dog food.
All right, everybody.
And Buzz, you're in the next room. You can smell the dog food.
I'm a room away.
Very good.
I got news for you. This is one time I'm so happy the studio was set up the way that it is. Because, Mike, when everybody left to go out on the street and stand at attention, as I walked out of the studio, when I went over towards your side with all the people and I looked at the floor, I swear to God, if I just stood there and looked at the floor, I could vomit.
I know. Yeah.
I could.
And it's getting on my sexy new motorcycle boots, too.
VA?
Yeah.
What do we got next, Helen?
We got a sardine for everyone.
Yay.
Sardine. And should I offer them these at any point?
No need.
Let me...
No.
Let's get...
You know what? No, I'm going to veto that. Go right to the tongue.
Go right to the tongue.
You want me to give them the sardines for their head?
Yeah, but sardines are...
Well, sardines sort of crumble and become flaky.
And mushy.
All right.
I'll just place one on each head.
All right, well then, as Mike places a sardine on each head, Pookie, I guess what you want to do is just rub that in.
This is
Rub the sardine into, and same with you, Stephanie, Butch, and Chris.
And again, more protein for your hair.
Just a little, make it food.
And Helen, if you've got to cut the tongue, then just bring another item that we can squirt.
Right.
Or maybe bring in my secret weapon. But it might be time. Might be time for the coon urine.
There you go.
Hey, Mike. How's it smelling over there, Mike?
It's doing fine, Don. It's starting to get to me ever
now, Chris,
so slightly.
Spotlight on Chris. Let's talk to Chris for a second. Chris, are you rubbing this stuff into your hair? Where is the sardine in your head right now?
Most of it seems to be on my scalp.
Is the sardine still in your hair, on your head?
Yeah, let's put another one in there.
All right.
Yeah, for good measure.
Now, the tongue is so thick, it can't be cut up, but they could take their hands and rub the tongue and then put whatever's on their hand
now
on their hand.
Now we have a knife? What type of tongue is this, Beth Ann?
It's a cow, beef tongue.
It's a beef tongue. How about if Mike wipes it on everybody's head?
Oh,
would you mind?
Oh.
Look at that. Hey, can we get... Now, there's a picture for the website. Hold on.
Yeah.
There you go. Mike, that is a...
homo.
Sensual picture.
A French kiss?
Hold on. Mike, if you would take that beef tongue and simply wipe it on everyone's head.
I'm going to have to kind of flop it on everybody.
Okay. All right. Hey, we'll start with Pookie. Here he is.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Flop him.
Rob, get over here with the mic.
Yeah. Robbie over there a little closer. And now, Stephanie's a girl, so be gentle with her, Mike.
Oh,
that is foul.
He really rubbed it in there, right into her head. Okay, now, Butch, you can just smack him with it. One more. Give him one more, Mike. Give him a good one.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
That was...
All right.
Mike, that should be your delivery.
All right, ready?
Chris, here we go, Chris.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. George.
Look at the tongue.
George.
Right. Oh, it's bleeding. You'll notice that the tongue is actually starting to bleed a little.
I'm going to barf.
How about Ed?
How did I get involved? Am I getting a trip to Vegas or something?
Ed. Oh, now Aaron, don't puke.
Starting to splash.
Now it's time for Aaron. She's a girl, so be... Oh.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh, you did give her another one.
There you go. All right.
Now here's blue hair Andrew. There you go. Now, listen, everybody. You've gotta smear it in. Everybody, quiet now, and let's get the sounds of smearing. They're now smearing tongue.
All right, can I throw the tongue away now?
Yep.
Okay. Right, move out of the way. I got to throw the tongue away.
It's not back here.
Yeah. Oh, it's not back there. Where's the... Where's the garbage?
I think the floor is the garbage, Mike.
All right.
What do we got next? What do we got next, Helen?
Helen?
From a raccoon.
Is this the grand finale?
Well, at least for this round, it'll be. Yeah. Coon urine.
Should I go get something else?
No. Okay. Now, may I help?
Yes, absolutely.
Spraying the coon urine?
Yeah. Get ready for some great odor here.
Oh, it's got a handy spray tub on it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, Don, come on over.
Yeah.
Should I give them their goggles?
Yes. Now people would need goggles if I'm going to spray coon urine on their
right.
hair.
Exactly.
Scent. Shake vigorously before using.
And be careful. Okay.
Yeah, because you want to get all the good stuff up from the bottom.
There we go. What else does it say? Danger.
Don't worry about that.
Not for human consumption. Keep out of reach of children. Wash hands after use.
Very good.
Okay. Oh, I just need my CSI gloves. Got a fresh pair?
Yes, I do.
Got a fresh pair?
There you are.
So it'll be the coon urine, and then we'll send you guys back outside.
And they'll wait till you decide to pick a winner.
Well, the good news is, you know, while they're out there, no deer will be frightened.
This is true.
Well, we do have a lot more. We do have a ton more items.
Mm-hmm.
But the coon urine is the one that's going to make them the most uncomfortable.
Very good.
You know, the stupid
bull in the china shop.
You know, I cannot get the glove off. Screw it. I'll do it without the glove.
Yeah, you can do it without the glove. I mean, you're not going to get any of it.
Here we go.
All right, Don's moving down the line right now. Excuse me, I'm burping. There's Michael.
Michael, I'm going to spray the coon urine on your head. Here are your goggles. That's great.
Does everybody have goggles? Get the goggles on, everyone.
All right, you ready, Michael?
Wait, can I get out of the way of the coon urine?
Oh. Haven't you said that before?
If I had a nickel.
Beth Ann, right, we need goggles. Come on.
Here we go, Michael. And...
All right.
Now massage.
Massage.
Wonderful.
It's so fresh.
Oh. Andrew, how you doing, my friend?
Super duper.
Is it bad?
Oh, it's
hey,
not
Joe.
Good.
Joe, you want to get some pictures, please? Yeah. Now, come on. I know it smells, Joe.
I thought it would be good.
There you go, and.
I'm not getting it yet.
Oh, you will.
There you go, Andrew.
You're like a freight train.
Yeah.
Maybe, you watch the levels there for me, Rob?
Okay. Oh.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing? Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Here we go.
Everybody okay? Did we mention coon urine is designed not to come out of the hair?
There you go. Okay, Aaron, what you're going to have to do is massage that in.
Oh, my God. I'm done belling it now.
Massage it in, Aaron.
Oh, my.
You got to massage it in.
Oh, Don.
Hi there, Ed.
Maybe
hi, Mike.
A little less.
Here we go, Ed.
Everybody gets about 8 squirts. Massage it in, Ed.
Is everyone looking forward to the ride home?
I'm George.
Make it quick.
George, come on over.
Yeah, three of us going to the
What's happening, Aaron?
Nothing.
George?
I think it might be something.
Sounds to me like something's happening.
What's wrong, Mike?
I'm going to boot.
Okay, Chris.
When you're here?
Yep.
Oh, hi.
There's Chris. All right.
Come on.
Smear, guys. Smear.
Get him in there. Come on.
Now, Butch will have no problem with
one receptacle?
Mike. Oh, my God.
Stephanie, step over.
I swear to God, I feel like I'm going to boot.
Stephanie, two, that's three, four, five.
All right, get the lens.
And Pookie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, now rub it in.
Everybody, massage.
All right.
Massage.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst smell I've ever smelled in this studio. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you take that one.
Yeah.
How's it feel, people?
Hold on.
Thank you for the help, Rob. Everybody, let's keep it very quiet. Mike, if you could turn that mic that way. Everybody, what we need is some...
massaging.
Very vigorous massaging.
Go.
Yeah.
You got to get him out of here. Oh, my God, you got to get him out of here.
Okay, back outside, everybody.
Go.
Back outside.
Go.
Single file.
Move.
Move. Outside.
Go.
Outside.
Go.
There they go.
Get away from feet.
Move.
Left, right.
God.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a little sweaty.
Oh, my God.
That coon urine really makes the party.
I've always said that.
Did somebody burn away your olfactory senses at some point? Did somebody, like, take it and how are you functioning in here right now?
I am breathing through my mouth. Otherwise, I will barf.
You know what? I can't even really describe.
I can't do. This is horrible.
What do you mean? I'm kidding.
Are you getting it over there?
Not as much. I hosed my room down with air freshener.
Come on over to Buzz's room.
All right, go over to Buzz's room. We got to do a break. And when we come back, we've got these 10 people, and they're all still in it to win it. So we got to come up with more stuff for them to put in their hair and massage in their hair.
We still have things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yes, Buzz. I just went right to the heavy hitter.
Right.
The coon you're in.
Oh, it's like Daisy's over here.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Turn up the heat and make them jog in place.
You stink.
Make them jog in place.
Yeah. Buzz just said I stink.
Hello.
He brought it with him in here.
Not in my show.
I disagree.
Hello.
It's the cloud.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Buddies.
Yeah.
So listen, I think we'd get the full effect of this if you had the people getting smell each other's hair.
Smell each other's hair. Oh, get out of here.
You know, there's a guy getting his Friday.
Here is the hotline. Hello.
How's it?
How's it? Who's this?
Oh, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. At attention.
All right, they're at attention again. Mike, what? Yeah. Hi, Beth Ann. You know what?
The studio may not be occupiable.
You know what's weird?
This might be the worst thing we've ever done to Ron and Fez.
I really don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm breathing through my mouth.
There's something wrong with you.
I am breathing through my mouth.
There's something wrong with you. Buzz smelled it on me when I walked in here.
Joe?
Yeah.
Let's have the people pair off into groups of two. I think that caller had an outstanding idea. And make them spend this commercial break smelling each other's hair.
Smelling each other's hair. All right. You need to break off in groups of two, and you're going to spend this break smelling each other's hair. So choose your partner. I just turn left, turn right. You two, and two.
Listen to him go.
And listen to, look at Beth Ann. Look how funny she is with her hand over her mouth in here.
All together.
Nose to hair. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Don Norman is gagging in the hallway.
Now, why are you pretending you're Lily Tomlin? Doing the...
I'm
sorry,
my nose. I can't believe you are
both. This is Ernestine, the operator. What
and
guy?
And Mike has tracked meat byproducts into the newsroom. I need a hose. I need an effing hose. I'm not kidding. So gross.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, stink.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Bob. Bye.